Mysteries and magic, visions fantastic, leading to strange and wondrous dreams.
From the Dream Suite here in Cinderella's Castle, you're listening to the happiest podcast on earth.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the happiest podcast on earth. I know that wasn't really the intro you were expecting, unless you read the title and you're realizing, wait, it's ladies' night, baby. It's ladies' night.
Hey,
Mel. Hello, welcome to the pod.
Oh, thank you. So excited to be here. You know,
it's been 50,000 years.
It has been 50,000 years. Honestly, we've both been chaotic. We've been on and off, both of us, on the regulars. So the fact we're even doing a ladies' night is like so crazy right now.
Correct. We're not going to mention the fact that it's like noon rather than midnight, because we usually record in like the middle of the night, and instead it's like, it's daylight out. What is going on?
Yeah, like literally sunlight streaming through the windows. And I'm not completely exhausted, only kind of exhausted. It's amazing.
The day is still young. We got tons of time to be completely exhausted. Amazing. Well, before we get started, so today's episode is going to be a little quick because, as we mentioned, we are busy girl bossing, you know, the whole nine yards. Call us Snow White. Sorry, I had to throw that in there after all the controversy this week.
Oh my God. But
do you have anything to say before we get started? Any fun round the table news?
Oh gosh. My birthday is coming up in like 8 days. I don't know if that's really good news though. I'm getting older. I don't like it.
No.
I'm gonna be 27, and I'm feeling very mixed feelings about it.
Dude, but I feel that. I'm turning 25 soon, and I know some of you are listening to this and wanting to like run your car off the side of the road because we're like 27, 25, and you're like, but like I keep forgetting that I'm 24 right now. Like I told like three people the other day I was 22. And I'm having to like step back and be like, oh no, the passage of time is real and never ending. And I'm 24 now, about to be 25. Yeah. And there was a time in my life that I didn't think 25 was a real number. So like,
nope. I know. I felt very much the same way. I still do that though. I'll say instead of 27, I'll say 25 all the time. Like, cause I'm about to be 27. I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm 25. I'm like, no, I'm not. That's not correct at all.
We're just skipping over 26.
It's fine. It doesn't exist. Actually, 26 was fine. It's been fine. But I don't want to hit the late 20s. I'm not ready for that. Just like, no, it doesn't exist.
So, now we're giving everyone like an existential crisis.
I'm sorry for everyone older and younger than us who hates me right now. And but you've all been there. You know how it feels. So that's my thing.
No. Or like, okay, semi-related, semi-not-related, that scene in the Barbie movie where she's looking over at the old woman and is like, you're beautiful. I started bawling like a baby.
Oh my God, I cried so like, hard. I literally was, and then she goes, I know. I'm like, I want to feel that way. Correct. She was fabulous.
That was fabulous. The Barbie movie in itself. We'll have to do like a whole episode on that. Well, we're going to episode soon about like, we were talking about this before the pod, the girl bossing of movies lately and how great some of it is and how off the mark some of it is.
Yep.
Like we need to go into a whole discussion about that.
That is literally an entire hour discussion, if not more, right there. Like, and did you see they're gonna do a Polly Pocket movie now? And I'm just like, no, they got
is
the
that
wrong
real?
Message.
I thought that was fake.
No, apparently that's real. Apparently that's real. And I'm like, you're not understanding. It wasn't the fact that, I mean, yeah, Barbie was part of it, but that's not why it's doing so well. Like they missed the entire point. I'm like,
correct.
Okay. Great. So,
like, does the pretty pink IP help? Absolutely. But
100%.
More of a message there. Like, the interview that Margot Robbie did where she was like, Barbie was going to the moon before women were allowed to have their own credit card. I was like, she's joking. And I went and fact checked it myself. And sure enough. And I'm like, see, that's why it's so important.
It's so true. I mean, and I never really thought about it that way because there was a time when Barbie was made fun of so heavily. And like, if you liked Barbie, it was basically you got turned against Barbie because, oh, you can't like Barbie. She's everything bad about women. And oh, she's so childish. And now I'm like, I freaking love Barbie again. I'm like, I used to love playing with Barbies. Now I feel bad for all my Barbies that I just like threw in a closet somewhere in my mom's attic. I'm like, these poor things.
Collecting dust.
All they did was try to inspire me. Dang it. Oh my God.
How dare they? How absolute dare they?
It literally, you know how like Toy Story, like when you were a kid, probably made you freak out and go, oh my God, do all these toys feel everything I'm doing? And like, am I just abusing them and stuff like that? I'm like, now I was like, the second that movie finished, I'm like, I'm so sorry, Barbie.
Right? Like when they beat up the Barbies and it's like, oh, this is weird Barbie now. I saw this TikTok of this girl that was like, I don't want to know what my Barbie looks like. And it's like, she pans up from the body, which looks totally normal, but then the head is decapitated and there's like a string. You saw that one?
Yes. And like it just kept going and going. I was like, oh my God.
A Barbie with a head on a string. And she's like, I can't imagine my Barbie going through Barbie land right now. Like this.
Just like dragging her head, like, you know, 20 feet behind her. The poor thing. The poor thing. If you haven't seen Barbie yet, go see Barbie, guys. It's worth it.
It's gorgeous. It's laugh out loud funny. It'll make you cry. It's a good time.
It is a good time. All right.
Other than that, though, anything else we want to talk about?
We do have a nice review. I know this is usually Jarrett's thing, but I could read one. Do we want to read one?
Yes, let's make ourselves feel better after the existential crisis.
Yes, I love that. Okay, so this is a 5-star we love by Future Disney Imagineer. Love that for you. Go be a Disney Imagineer. That's amazing. It says, great pod. Love this podcast. I've been listening since day one. I get really bored when I have to do my chores. Same girl. Thanks. And this pod keeps me going on my chores. When my mom went into the hospital in December, this podcast brought a smile to my face. Every week there was a new episode I would listen and I would be so happy again. Nick is inspiring and positive. Andrew is very slay. I'm sure Andrew will love that. AJ is one of my favorite people on the pod because of her chaotic energy.
Yes, I love it.
Then they wrote, Hunter, be more positive. Mel is an angel and an amazing person. Not much to say about Marky Mark because he's not on enough. Sorry, Mark. We got to get you on here more. Jared is not grumpy most of the time. And Corey is very funny. Dusty Slay. Squeaks, he's okay. Keep on going, everyone. Make Disney magic come to life. Audrey. Thank you, Audrey. I'm glad we could keep you company through some very rough times. We've all been there. So I'm glad we can bring a smile to your face. And that just made my day, you know?
Audrey, you're slay.
You're a slay. Yeah, I love that. Oh my God.
I love calling Andrew a slay. I feel like he's either going to absolutely love that or he's going to be like, what's a slay?
Yeah, I could see this going two ways. I don't know. We're going to find out next time we talk to him. He's going to be like, wait, I'm a what? And he's either going to go, I don't get it, or yeah, I am.
He's like, heck yeah. I love it. Oh my goodness. All right. I know. Other than that, before we get into at least my most favorite time of the year, do you have any other questions, comments, concerns, hopes, fears, dreams?
Hopes, fears, a girl, that would take another 3 hours. I think we're good.
Let's go. So y'all, by the time you're listening to this, it's going to be Friday, August 11th, which is officially Halloween. Now you're probably thinking, AJ, what do you mean it's Halloween? It's August 11th, not October 31st. But you don't understand. By the time that you're listening to this, myself, as well as a couple other people from the pod, are going to be frolicking around the Magic Kingdom for the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party, having the absolute time of our lives because it's Halloween. It's literally my favorite time. I'm so freaking excited. Do I know what I'm wearing yet? Absolutely not. Actually, funny quick side story about that. The only reason I remembered I was even going to this, because apparently Jarrett bought the tickets like 1,000 years ago. I was on my Disney Experience account that's in like the Disney systems, showing one of the cast members how to like do something in there. And I pulled up my own account to be like an example. And I saw the Not So Scary ticket in there and was like, wait a minute. I didn't buy that. But where is this coming from? So I thought like, Wesley got it. Hello. So then I was like, okay, maybe Wesley got it for me because last year this was the tea. He didn't get it for me. He waited till it sold out. And it was like the one thing I asked for my birthday. So then he got me Christmas tickets instead.
Aww, so I was like, maybe consolation prize.
Right. I was like, sir, we better be going to Christmas now. but it was so funny because like, I was like, okay, maybe Wesley bought these. Like he really like jumped the gun. Like this was like July. I'm like, perfect. He did so well. So I pull up his account, nothing there. I pull up my mom's account. Maybe my mom is surprising me. Nothing there. So I'm finally going through each and every one of my friends on my Disney Experience till I find Jarrett and all them. And I'm like, oh, okay, there we go. Now I know.
And there it appears. Yep. That's funny. Oh my God. I'm so jealous.
This girl I'm like training is looking over at me like, what is happening, because I'm like, who bought me these tickets? What is happening?
You're just having like a little mentee bee, you know, no big deal. Don't worry about it. I just want to know who I'm spending my night with.
Correct. Or if I'm going to have to like avoid someone throughout the Magic Kingdom.
Literally. So, oh my God, that's so funny.
Know, so like, I totally forgot about it. And then I'm looking at my calendar as I'm like writing my calendar for August. And I'm like, the party's next week and I have nothing to wear. And I'm freaking out because first and foremost, it's 5 bazillion degrees here in Florida still. Yeah. So you have to keep that into account. But also, how am I supposed to pull together a costume that's 1, easy, 2, iconic, 3, not going to make me go into a like heat exhaustion. And yeah. So I turned to Instagram, turned to the Patreon, Discord, and I was like, hey, besties, somebody please give me some ideas. I need some help. And y'all came up with some really good ideas. So we wanted to do a quick little overview of some costumes that we thought would be super duper awesome, as well as just talk about Halloween in general. Because like I said, by the time we're listening to this, Halloween's going to be in full swing here at Disney. Maybe not for the rest of the world, but you know.
But for Disney people.
The yeah. mouse said it's Halloween, so it's Halloween. Perfect. Oh yeah. And I texted Jarrett and I was like, what are you wearing to the Halloween party? He's like, ah, probably a Halloween t-shirt. And I'm like, no, bestie. Sure. We need to dress up. So I don't know what they're doing, but I will be dressing up.
But I wanted
correct. I'm like, I'm not gonna waste this night. Like, come on. It's gonna be stuff that I've already had, because hello. Although one of my
I could overnight you something, but I can't promise that it wouldn't be thick or
give
like
that mermaid tail.
Yeah, I've got a stretchy one. You could cut it or whatever. It's older. So I don't care about it anymore. I'm like,
I might go into a heat stroke. Literally yesterday, it was like 11 p.m. and I'm out walking Tilly, and I came to that realization. I'm like, I'm sweating right now just walking around.
Oh.
I'm about to be a Magic Kingdom girly, like running around getting that candy. Hot. Oh my goodness,
it's gonna be hot.
Correct. But I wanted to go over some of the responses that y'all had, because some of these were absolutely genius. Some of them were very practical. Like one of my friends who does Run Disney, she messaged and was like, I'm actually reusing one of my Run Disney costumes for Not So Scary, which honestly, 10 out of 10, because you know it's breathable. You wouldn't be running in the Florida heat without it being breathable.
Yeah,
and
no.
These costumes are so cute. If y'all don't know, for the Run Disney events, which you should know if you've been listening to anything I've been saying for the last 2 years, these Run Disney events, a lot of people will like wear costumes. And by costumes, it could be anything from just like a t-shirt with a character's face on it to some of these people have like whole setups, like cardboard cutouts that they're like. There was someone that was a VCR last year where they had this giant cardboard cutout that they would like open the VCR from their chest. It was this whole thing.
That. That's people amazing.
Right? People go crazy. So you're one of two ways. You're either like the functional one, or you're the I'm definitely getting my photo taken and getting posted on the Disney websites one. There's no in between.
I love that though. No, I'd probably be that person. I just wear something full out and not actually be able to function, and I get canned out of the race in like 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Like I totally get overtaken by those people in the back. Like, oh well, I got what I wanted.
Correct. You're like, I got my race photos. Who cares?
But, yeah, so right. That's all I needed.
Exactly. I thought that was super smart. And a ton of people were also saying with the new Haunted Mansion movie coming out, doing something Haunted Mansion themed. Mel, what are your thoughts on
Haunted Mansion in general, or just costumes with Haunted Mansion? This is like two directions here.
I mean, if someone said, hey, Mel, we want to go as a Haunted Mansion group and I need you to be Constance, how would that make you feel?
Oh, my God. I mean, maybe it would like make me like conquer my. I keep hoping. OK, everyone thinks I'm crazy because like I will watch full on documentaries about Haunted Mansion. I will watch all about like the Paris Haunted Mansion. You know, you're a Disney's version. I find it so like interesting. And I'm like, maybe if I watch this stuff, it won't freak me out anymore because it shouldn't. I am a grown woman. Like, this is dumb. And it hasn't worked thus far. And I thought seeing the new Haunted Mansion movie, same thing. Like, maybe I'll finally break myself of this dumb thing. No, it did not work. So maybe embodying Constance for a night would like fix me, but I don't think
it's like your immersion therapy. Like, you gotta be your fear to face your fears.
Be the fear to face the fear. I do know I'd slay it. I mean, literally in physical, you know, I'd have to go for it. Maybe I'd just wear my wedding dress again, because like, when else am I gonna wear it again? You know what I mean? Just like fully go for it, you know?
Do it. Honestly, 10 out of 10, just carry around a little hatchet with you all night.
Just be like, it is what it is. Maybe I'll do that this year. Maybe I'll just face my and just do it. I don't know. I would slay it.
So funny.
Like, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna slay it.
You'd have to go all out. You'd have to.
You have to. I do love all the creative costumes though. Like Disneyland just had a bunch of random like super rare characters going out, like the tightrope walker. They had Constance in like her human form, which was interesting. Her dress was very different from like Ghost Parade Constance. I don't know why, but it was. They have like the actual ghost. She's like a comedian that she sits there and she tells jokes. So that I think that's really cool. It's creative.
It is. I feel like some of those costumes would be so fun. I will say from the new Haunted Mansion movie, other than like the Hatbox Ghost, which granted we say that because we're Disney World people and we don't have Hatbox Ghost yet, but other than the Hatbox Ghost, there's not like any new characters in there that I was like, oh, that would be so cool to dress up as, or oh, I wish we had that character in our Haunted Mansion. Most of them were the generally iconic, and or they were just like the humans, which didn't have any signature looks or outfits or anything.
No, I
Other
did
than Owen
like that.
Wilson's priest.
Yeah, he was great. Every time he opens his mouth, all I could think of is Lightning McQueen.
That would be so funny. Someone needs to dress up like a priest Lightning McQueen and just go around saying ka-chow all day and like throwing holy water onto people.
I want to see how that would
Wilson.
work. Someone make it happen, please. I'm just
Someone more
like,
creative than us. We gave you
someone
the
more
idea, now
creative
run
than
with
us,
it.
please. Yeah, we put it out there. You're allowed to
Imagine
use
just
it.
like
It's
they have a little
happening.
cup of holy water and they just go around going ka-chow and just like spritz.
Ka-chow. He was great. He was very funny. I also liked, I think Tiffany Haddish, isn't that her name? The one who played the other medium. I thought she was really, I liked her outfits. They were funky. I thought she was fun. Rosario Dawson, though, I want to talk to the hair department and makeup and costuming for her because I did not understand most of her looks for the movie. I just
Was
didn't
she
really.
the mom? Who is she?
Yes. She had this like bowler haircut for a good part of the movie, and I just didn't really get why.
Right, I was having a hard time deciding if this movie was set in 2023 or if it was set in like the 50s or 60s, like
Yeah,
with
because
some of the
it was
styles and the
very,
haircuts.
yeah, like some of it was very modern and they had modern cell phones. So it's like, okay, so they have that, but like some of the outfits, and I guess they did that to kind of be reminiscent of when Haunted Mansion came out, I guess, but like
True. Maybe not distract from the antiqueness, that's not a word, of the
antiqueness,
mansion. Not
the
the
vintageness.
vintageness. Just add any word and addness to it. It's a word.
Yeah, that's basically it. I did love Madame Leota's huge ornate costume. It felt
That was
very
cool.
Padme. Did it not give you some Padme vibes?
Yeah. No,
Give
I
me some
totally
Padme.
get that.
So I liked her costume though. So yeah, I can't wait to see people do that this year. I think there's going to be a lot of Madame Leotas because I've seen it before where people like literally put their head in like the crystal ball. Like I want to see something like
Like a
that. I
little
want someone
fishbowl.
walking around in the parks with a crystal ball head.
I love that. I know I'll be very interested to see if anyone takes the Haunted Mansion and just runs with it. I feel like because it's so popular. Same with like Barbie. I feel like a lot of people, especially at Disney, will do the Barbie and Ken outfits that they wore in Toy Story because yes, it's still very topical with it being, the summer of Barbie, but you're
100%.
still doing the Disney-fied version, her like blue
Her
workout set with like the pink
gym
belt. Yeah.
Barbie is real cute. I love gym Barbie. I also think people are just going to go with the full like gingham dress thing that she wears. A lot of people are doing that
It
like
was so
checkered
cute.
dress.
I would wear that just like outside of Halloween.
Oh my
Come
God,
on.
yeah. I'd wear that
So
out
pretty.
on like a nice little date or Easter. You know what I mean? Something pastel-y. It's very spring. It's adorable. Yeah, no, I think we're gonna see a lot of Barbie. Maybe a couple Oppenheimers as a joke. You're gonna get Barbie with Oppenheimer because why not?
Please, Barbenheimer.
Barbenheimer's gonna happen for sure. Yeah, I'm very curious to see if Haunted Mansion, because they're not doing well. Box office wise, they're tanking right now.
Which is so sad
So
because I honestly loved the movie. I thought it was so much better than I went in with very low expectations and I laughed, I cried, I had such a good time. Like it was so much better than I thought it was going to be.
I gave it a solid like 6.5 out of 10, which I know once again sounds very low, but considering what I went in thinking it would be, it was much better than I expected. Much better than the 2003. Sorry guys, if you're like a huge Eddie Murphy stan, this is not
This
it.
is not it. Run.
Just don't go watch it. I did think it was a much better film. So
I
take what
love, yeah.
you.
Like the writing wasn't very cheesy. I was really afraid. There were only a couple of like CGI things where I was like, that was the worst CGI I've ever seen. But then there were
Yeah.
other parts that were so incredible, and I'm like, wait a minute, this did not get proofed
Yeah.
by the same person.
You know, why did Constance look decent, but then Hatbox Ghost looked so corny to me, like in the worst way, not even in like the ride corny, because like you could feasibly say like, oh, we did it as an artistic choice to be like the ride, but then you had some CGI that was actually decent, and then you had Hatbox Ghost looking like a half-formed, you know what I mean, like it's like they, you know, when they show you behind the scenes when they're making CGI and you see like the beginning models and then the middle stage and then the end stage, like it looked like they stopped at the middle and went, yeah, that's fine, just that's it, it's
Just
like,
send him
oh,
through. He's done. He's ready.
he's done, he's done, just go let it be that. I was like, oh, okay.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
Not a
No,
fan, but
I.
it was still cute, it was still very cute.
So yeah, I feel like a lot of people will be Haunted Mansion-esque and or Barbie-esque and or Oppenheimer. I would love to see all of those things, especially Oppenheimer, because it has nothing to do with Disney really, but people
100%.
finding ways to bring it in and Disney-fy it for the Halloween parties. I'm like trying to sit here and think of any characters that you could like
Oppenheim.
Oppenheimer-fy. Yeah, like,
It would
and
just be
I.
Oppenheimer. I feel like no one would know Emily Blunt's character. No one would know, oh, what's her, Florence. I don't think they would know her character. You know what
You
I
could
mean?
not
I
wear
think
anything to make people remember her character that would be appropriate for the Disney parks.
not at all. Don't do it. This is not me saying go do, please don't. Oh my God. But I do think because Oppenheimer's so obvious with his hat, I think people would literally just do that with like the suspenders and shirt. Or if they want to cut it in half and do like Barbie on one side, Oppie on the other. Like I think that's about as good as we're gonna get with that one.
Correct. I know there were a lot of people though, so like I made the mistake when I posted my Instagram story being like, help, I posted our Halloween photo from last year, which was me and Wesley, and Wesley's not going with me this year, but everyone like saw the couple photo and was like, oh, we need couples ideas. And so a bunch of people gave me couple ideas, such as Barbie and Ken, but also we got a lot of Meg and Hercules.
I was gonna say that has to be up there.
I love you all. I love you all. Wesley, I love him too. He would be the Hercules before the transformation. He's my little baby string bean boy. Like,
It. I love it. I love that so much. Just like, I love you, but let's be real.
let's be honest. He'd
Get him the
be
muscle. Get him the muscle suit. So
stop
fun.
it. I would
So fun.
cry.
And get him that big, awful orange wig. And just go for it. Just poof it up.
All in. All in.
Just go all in on it.
A lot of people said Wally and Eve too, which I've honestly never thought of. And I was like, how do you even dress up as them? But honestly, Wally and Eve would be such like a cute Disney bounding, because like they
Cute.
both have like very distinct colors and color blocking, but you wouldn't need to like, you know, go around in your giant cardboard box pretending to be Wally all night. You know what I mean?
That's
Unless you
also
really
actually,
wanted to.
yeah, that's also a very handicap accessible costume, I would think, actually. That's like a really
Oh,
great
that's
idea.
such a good idea.
Could just cut out the cardboard sides and put them on the sides of like your wheelchairs or your scooters. That would be really cute.
That's really
That would
smart.
be
I know
really
that
cute.
they sell like Disney came out with a line of like wheelchair covers for, I don't know if there's a better word for it. But like there were ones that looked like princess carriages and ones that looked like ships from Star Wars. And it was like it like was able to go over the wheels and or attach to like the handles and like lay flat on the side. And they were so cute.
Oh,
Like
I love
absolutely
that.
precious.
I love that so much. I want to see more of that. You know what I mean? Like that kind of inclusion. That's amazing. But
When
that
we
took long
did,
enough.
correct. When we did Run Disney, there was a couple who the wife was wheelchaired bound, and she had like one of like the really long wheelchairs that people use for like races, where you kind of like sit down with your legs out, and then he would like help push and guide it. And when we found them, they were Thor and Loki, and I want to say she was almost like Gator Loki, and she like made the
The front looks like
wheelchair look like a gator. But they were
amazing.
talking, right? It was so funny. And they were talking to us, and we were like, oh, like what other costumes have you done? And they said that one year they were Carl and Ellie, which is another great costume that I see people do all of the time. They were Carl and Ellie, and they attached balloons to her wheelchair because they didn't have to hold them, so they just attached it to like the sides and let like a bunch of balloons hang up above them. But then they realized that like halfway through the race, people would like see them and start sprinting or like avoiding them. And they were like,
No.
what's going on? It was like their first Run Disney race. And they're like, is it because of the wheelchair? Blah, blah, blah. No, it's because if you know, Run Disney uses these people at the very, very back of the race called the balloon ladies. And if the balloon ladies pass you, then you're out of the race. So when they came up with their tons of balloons, people didn't know any better.
They thought they were the balloon ladies. Like, run away from Carl and Ellie as quick as you can.
And they were like hauling, like they're runners. So they were like hauling, and people were like, you're supposed to be walking. Ah.
And they're like, so, like, what are you talking about?
Correct. Oh, so like, iconic costume, but it definitely bit them in the butt for that venue. But like,
honestly, absolutely. That's kind of amazing though. It's like, run faster. Just run faster.
Just do better. Like,
better.
Anything from Up is so cute though. Like, I've seen a lot of girls will do Kevin and just get like really fluffy tutus with all of Kevin's colors. I've seen like some people do Russell, but I've never seen anyone do Doug, like the dog. But Russell's also a very popular one. But anything from Up really is just iconic. And that could be a good group costume too, because there are so many iconic characters.
So many characters. I would say Toy Story is a good group one to do. Mm-hmm. Up's a good group one to do. But then it gets hard with like a lot of people want to do like Disney princesses. So it's like, unless you get a huge group of like people who couple off each other, that's when it gets difficult. Because it's like, let's do Little Mermaid, but only one person gets to be Ariel, and then the rest of them got to be like, oh, I'm Flounder, I guess. You know what I mean? It's like,
Flounder.
I would get salty.
Correct. Like, there are some princesses who have groups. Like, I feel like you could do Cinderella, because you got like the stepsisters, fairy godmother. Gus Gus would be a cute one, and Jack. But like, yeah, like a little crop top or something. But then you get to like Ariel, you get to like Moana, and it's like, okay, who's going to be Hey Hey? Like,
yeah, who's gonna be Pooh the Pig? It's like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm gonna gracefully bow out of this one. Thank you.
Okay, one that I feel like is always all over Pinterest when you look up like Disney outfits, mm-hmm. are the princesses going to jail. So it's like, yeah. Everyone dresses up as like one of the princesses, and then they have like the sign that you hold up when you're at jail being like, I'm Jasmine and I'm going to jail for like staying out. Like going, like stealing or something, like, you know, like something that has to do with
something
movie.
Based off Aladdin, or like, you know, Cinderella was out past midnight.
There you go. That was the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. You were combining two. It's fine. I got it.
Correct. I was like, wait a minute. That's not the same one. But no, they're so funny though. Oh, Jasmine's was like breaking house arrest or something like that.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Not allowed to leave the palace, you know.
Correct. They're all so funny though, because like, you can dress up in like mostly normal clothes, like you don't have to wear the full princess garb, but
don't ruin the magic for kids. That's a hot button topic. What are your thoughts on this, as someone who, I know a lot of people who dress up cosplay or company wise, you know, things like that, or like people who used to be performers that go back. I've seen a lot of this, and on Instagram they go into the park in full like cosplay regalia. And I've gotten from both sides. One is, well, they've always wanted to dress up. It's a dream. Let them go do whatever. Disney's not stopping them. And then the other side of it is people are saying, you're ruining magic for kids because you have Ariel right next to Ariel. And like, is that ruining the magic for them? Because is Ariel even real? You know what I mean? Like, no,
I feel like, yes, there's both sides. Like, if that is your dream, if you have like the absolute most detailed, I'm just going to pick Aurora. If you have the most detailed Aurora dress you've ever seen in your life, you can pull off the face, you can pull off, you have the wig, you have the crown, you have this, 100%. This and that. There are times and places that you are allowed to wear that. Go crazy in those times or places. But if you're just showing up on like a random Tuesday to Disneyland.
Oh yeah, if they even let you in, that's a whole other.
If they even let you in, because it's not allowed. Yeah. But like, maybe not the place, not the time. There's this company I follow that, they make these dresses that are like very classy. They're meant to be twirled in. They're very princessy-esque, and they will often go to like Disney or Disneyland and like have these absolutely beautiful girls like show off the dresses, go walk around.
Right.
And they do kind of do the Disney bounding. So there's like one model that they use a lot that has really long flowy red hair, and she wears like a very Ariel-esque dress, and people will try to stop her. And they will post videos of them being like, no, like we're not the princesses. Like, we're just here. And it's like, good for you for being that gorgeous, and good for you for pulling that off. Yeah. So well, maybe don't parade it all over social media that you're having to tell all these people no.
He's not going to like that very much. No.
Right? And also like, maybe we can find a way to maybe wear some Converse instead of your dancing heels in the middle of Disney.
Like, take it off for the pictures, but maybe wear a tag that makes it clear, or put something on. But you know, it's funny, like my friends had that problem before, and she wasn't even dressed in anything close to like a cosplay outfit. She was literally in her friend's wedding in Disney World in Epcot, and she has super platinum blonde hair naturally, and she's very fair. She looks like a real life Elsa. Like, this girl is, you see her, she's been stopped in Costco before. Like, literally, this girl is just Elsa in real life. Like, it's crazy. She has, she'll give you so many stories. It's crazy. And she was in Epcot. They were in their bridesmaid dresses. She wasn't even in blue, I don't think. Like, she was literally in a bridesmaid dress. And parents tried to, like, come up and stop her for pictures. And, like, a cast member literally had to start, like, monitoring her from the side because they were walking the whole group and be like, this is not Elsa. Like, leave her alone, because, like, people wouldn't stop trying to harass them. It was crazy. Crazy.
Oh, see, I'm like, again, good for you for being that beautiful, but, like,
wow. I know. She was freaking out.
Like, if you're like that, at that point, you can't control that. Like, if you're not even trying to be dressed like them, like, that's right. But if you show up, like, if she were to show up in, like, full a sparkly blue dress or something, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, then it's a little,
yeah, you're getting flagged. There was, I went to the Disneyland After Dark event, and it was the same kind of thing. So John and I, we're not used to characters just popping out everywhere. And it was like, every time we turned around, there was some new character. We're like, what the heck? So we're walking, and there were the two stepsisters in their crazy big ball gowns, and then Cinderella in her rags dress. And we thought it was for the After Hours event, because this girl was gorgeous. I mean, looked just like her. Wig was perfect, like the whole thing. And it wasn't her. It wasn't Cinderella, because the actual Cinderella was like a foot down the road and came up to her. And it was this whole thing. And I was like, oh, I need to leave. This is making me uncomfortable. I'm like, I gotta go.
Like, again, luckily that's at an after hours event, because so at that point, at that point, it's the parents' responsibility to be like, hey, we're going to go to this Halloween party, or we're going to go to this event. There's going to be people dressed up. I'll let you know who the real Cinderella is. But like, you and like, it could even be like, oh, you're dressed up in your Cinderella stuff. That's awesome. There's also going to be other people dressed up in Cinderella stuff. I'll let you know who the real Cinderella is.
The real one. And like, that's
help your child.
But also, it was kind of crazy to me, because I didn't know you could wear princess like regalia like that, or big cosplay outfits like that, for just the 50s, because it was just a throwback night. And people were showing up like that. And it was really weird.
We're not Disneyland people. So I've never been to one of their after hours. So I don't know the exact rules. Cute. But I feel like it would be in the same vein as like Christmas or Halloween parties. Like, dress up. But I feel like there's always an extent. Like, there's always a...
Where's the line?
Spot you get to. Which the line, we know, is like the physical act of, oh yeah, let's take a photo together. Oh yeah, let me sign an autograph. Like, you do that, you're out of the park, you're banned. Goodbye. Out.
Like, you're on a list. You're never getting back in again. You're
on a list.
Nope, you're done.
Correct. Ugh, but honestly, sometimes you have to, some of these fans have better costumes and better outfits and better character appearances than Disney does.
Yeah, well, and you know what? I could go into a whole thing about that as someone who's seen both ends of it and, like, you know, just how it goes. I will say Disney has to buy in such a bulk amount and has to take care of so many people, where I get why they kind of skimp out on things on occasion, and why someone who is buying a costume just for themselves obviously can spend $2,000 on a princess dress. You know what I mean? Like, Disney's got a budget.
True.
For like these cosplayers, that's their whole like passion or job, is to like have these crazy bejeweled ball gowns that are like the size of three people in length. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I didn't mean to go on a tangent, but it is just something I've noticed and that I do see is heavily debated, is just like what's appropriate. Because I have thought about myself bringing a costume before, and then I didn't because I didn't want to be judged. So I'm like, I'm just not going to do it.
But hey, do whatever makes you happy, so long as you're not deliberately ruining the magic.
And
you know what I mean?
And I don't want to be that person. I think I'd probably, if I ever did, just bring a wig and then do like a kind of like a Disney bound, you know what I mean? Like a Belle wig, but wear like a very obvious, not Belle costume. You know what I mean?
Right. Like a yellow t-shirt or something, like a cute yellow. Yeah. Or like, do a
little yellow dress, like a runner kind of dress or something like that, or do a dress. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just find that whole thing very interesting, but you know.
I know. I would love to see, like, I would love to get someone who works for the, oh, here's our limits. This is a costume. This is a cosplay. This is blah, blah, blah. And like, show them all the photos from like social media and be like, oh yeah, we would accept that, or oh no, this is wrong because of this.
Like, yeah, I want someone who works in that to like input here. Like, I want to know, like, where do you draw the line? Because sometimes, like, I've seen people get flagged for things that I'm like, that didn't seem over the line. But then I see other people get through that I'm like, how did that happen? Like, so I don't know. Like, hold up a second. Yeah. And I know that different parks have different rules. So I just find the whole thing very interesting.
So for sure. No, I'm very excited to go on Friday and just see everyone's, which granted, again, it's middle of August, so we probably won't see that many people who are in like crazy full-on layered and, you know, costumes, like very complex costumes, because it's so dang hot. We probably won't see a ton of wigs, we won't see a ton of stage makeup, we probably won't see a ton of this or that, but I am excited to see what we do see.
You're gonna get a couple, because I mean, are you guys going like first night? What night are you
yeah
guys
it's
going?
First night.
Oh, you're going to get the people who are like, who've been prepping for this. You know what I mean? Like the influencer, like cosplayer people who are going to show up, like for sure.
For sure. I know. I think, okay, so because you guys aren't going to listen to this till the day of, I feel comfortable. I think this is what I'm going to wear, I think. So one that we were talking about that has such great characters that you can dress up as, obviously, Hercules. You got Meg, you got Hercules, you got the Muses, you got Pain, you got Panic, you got Hades. And I do have this shirt that I wore for Run Disney that's actually like a tank top, and it's a black like runner's tank top, and it has blue flames coming up all along the bottom of it. And I'm thinking I'm gonna wear that with like this little leather mini skirt that I have that has like shorts in it. So 10 out of 10 for that. Probably just tennis shoes because no one's taking pictures of my feet. But then I have this blue wig that I bought from like Amazon like a million years ago for Halloween that I never wore, and I think I'm gonna pull it out and actually try to like cut it and style it and make it like the length that I want. And I think I'm just gonna wear it and be like, this is the effort I put in, it's the wig, it's not the outfit, it's the wig.
If it doesn't work, just go get that blue hair stuff, like the
no
blue hair stuff.
no here's my horrific story of the night, you guys. Oh, no. Oh my gosh. Think back to circa, what is this, probably 2019. Yeah. Little baby AJ out of her college program. So yeah, this was like 2019. And I did that same thing. Me and my boyfriend at the time went as Hercules and Hades. And it was like super casual. Like he wore like the browns and like he had a little blue cool towel and like the sweatband. Like it wasn't anything crazy. But he was like 6'9" and ginormous. So like he just gave off Hercules vibes. Worked. Anyways.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was like, I'm going as Hades. I don't want to be Meg. Like Hades is my boy. So I got like a gray t-shirt, like yoga pants, like super casual outfit. But then I sprayed my hair with the temporary dye. And I had to use like 4 cans of this thing because I just have like, I have very fine hair, but I have a lot of it.
Very
and I
long.
Wanted to be like blue, blue, blue. So I used like 4 different cans of this, and it was all like that, oh, you wear it for one day, you wash it out, it washes out in like 2 to 3 washes if anything, but it's supposed to come out in one wash. It got to the point where I literally had to go to a barber shop, and I was crying my eyes out. I was like, I've never dyed my hair before, I just used this spray can stuff and it won't come out. It's been 3 weeks, my hair is green, my bosses at my job were like, you need to color your hair, cut it off, like this is ridiculous.
Oh my god.
And so they used this like super abrasive shampoo, and it got to the point where she was like, I have to stop because I'm going to ruin your hair, you just need to dye it. And I had never dyed my hair at that point, so I was like crying my eyes out. I just like found really funny like hairstyles and buns and things like that to hide it in for weeks, and I just had to wait weeks for it to come out.
Oh, that's awful. Oh my god. See, I have dark hair, so if I even wanted to show up, I have to use like 7 cans and it's gone by the next day. So I don't have that struggle.
It literally just like, it latched onto my hair. And again, I had never dyed it before. So it was like this virgin hair that just went and it latched on and didn't let go.
Oh, poor baby. Oh no. Maybe it'd be different now. You've dyed it. Maybe your hair is
true.
Like, maybe it would do it a little differently now. Less I would susceptible. Only do a couple strands. I'd be like one strand.
Stuff that I could hide if I needed to.
You know what I mean? Or get like a couple of those cheap like Amazon extension pieces and just bubble braid some blue into it and just be done with
it. That's super smart. Good times.
So I'm excited to see how that comes.
I'm excited. We'll see. I haven't like tried any of it on. I just thought of this last night on my walk and I was like, okay, I think this is what we're going to go with.
Vibes. I love that. I love that so much. Oh my God. I did one year. I did Black Widow, but we didn't go to the not so scary. I was like, oh my god, 17, literally like right out of high school, and we went, me and my family, and my brother dressed up as Captain America. He was so cute. He was like 10. And my sister was Minnie Mouse, which was so random. And then I was Black Widow. And that was the year Scarlett Johansson was in the park for Halloween.
No way.
Everywhere I went, because we stayed at Grand Flow. That was one of the years we were lucky enough to stay there. We went down to like desk services. They're like, you just missed her. And everywhere we went for the rest of the night, it was, oh, you just missed her. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Like, someone stop her. I need to show her. That's wild. That'd have been so cool, though. Ugh, I would die if I met Scarlett Johansson like that. Are you kidding me? Well,
I
here's
know.
Hoping that there's some cool people on Friday, because that'd be super fun. Although I doubt, I
girl,
doubt it.
Keep
honestly,
updated. This Jersey girl is going to be living vicariously through you all. So
correct, and all the amazing costumes. Ugh, I'm so excited.
Ugh.
But that's all I think I have for now. Honestly, there's probably a million and one costumes that we're not going to think of. So if y'all have any costumes that you're like, you have to do this. Granted, Halloween is still 2-3 months away, so please let us know. Hit us up. Find us out on Instagram. Email us at jombo at happiest podcast on earth. All that good stuff. Please. Mm-hmm. It'll be such a good time.
Mm-hmm.
No. Any last minute questions, comments, concerns, hopes, fears, dreams?
This has just been fun. What a good time.
What a good
I
time.
I always love ladies. What a
yeah,
good
we
time.
We need to do this more often.
We do.
We obviously
we
have
do.
Lots of opinions on lots of things. We need to do our girl boss episode too. Are we girl bossing
yes,
too close
absolutely.
To the sun or not close enough at all?
That's
all right,
us
my friends. Well, this has been fun. We shall see you all real soon, and see you at the Halloween party, baby.
Oh, so jealous. Bye, guys.